this edition of the Hagmann and Hagmann Report. We're continuing our conversation with Augusto Perez. Go to HagmannReport.com and look at the program description for today, and certainly visit Augusto Perez's website. But pay attention to what he's saying. Pay attention to what he's said in the past and compare it to what he's saying now. You can see how time has really proven him correct in his statements, his assessments. Very interesting. Before we get back to Mr. Perez, have you gone to thisgenerationseries.com yet? Have you gone there yet? Have you gotten T.C. Joseph's This Generation series of novels? If not, you should have. But if not, now's a good time to do it. T.C. Joseph is just a tremendously talented, gifted writer. He's written 3 books. It's a trilogy. Book 1 is Precipice, Book 2 is Pentecost, and Book 3 is Penance. And T.C. has written these novels to take you through recent history, to the events that we're seeing right now take place. His witty style and fascinating characters provide a great read. Not only will you love these books, but they can be used as a great tool to awaken friends and family members to the perilous times that we face. He's gotten great reviews from Kirkus, Blue Ink, tremendous reviews. And I like them too. I do. In fact, we've used them on occasion to wake people up. That's This Generation series of novels by T.C. Joseph. T.C. Joseph's This Generation series of novels. Okay, our guest is Augusto Perez. Joe, I'm going to kick it over to you.
Yeah, Augusto Perez, theappearance.com. Again, go to his site, bookmark it, and take advantage of all of the information that's there, from show appearances to testimonials to teachings and Bible studies. It's a very comprehensive site, and it covers so much. Before the break and in the last hour, we were talking about the Pizzagate, the pedophilia scandals that have been ongoing that really came to light with Andrew Breitbart back in 2011. Many of you, I don't know if you remember that tweet that Breitbart put out about John Podesta, and I'm paraphrasing, it was something along the lines of Breitbart said, how John Podesta is not a household name for child sex trafficking and pedophilia is beyond me. And many people believe that led to his untimely death, as he was going to make some announcement about the Obama administration and their personnel that was very damaging. And the night before he was supposed to make that announcement,
how prog guru John Podesta isn't a household name as world-class underage sex slave upper defending unspeakable dregs escapes me.
That was the tweet from Andrew Breitbart. And one of the things that Augusto mentioned is that the number of police and sex trafficking arrests that have been foiled and come to the light since Trump's presidency. We have some statistics here. Somebody put together a graphic, and it goes date by date, and it goes, just to give you a few examples. January 27th, 42 arrested in Tennessee sexting. January 29th, 474 arrested, 55 saved. Out of those 55, 28 were children. That was a Los Angeles sex ring bust. 38 human trafficking arrests in San Diego, 108 arrests in Illinois, 29 of whom were actual traffickers, 178 arrested in Texas sex sting, and
this is just in 2 weeks.
Yeah, 750 arrested, 92 rescued in Super Bowl Sunday interstate sex trafficking scandal. Strongsville, Ohio, International Adoption Agency raided by FBI for failing to supervise preventing sale or abduction and exploitation or trafficking of children. And it goes on. It's up to 1,500 arrests and hundreds of children rescues in just the first month of the Trump presidency. And that's only here in the United States. There was a big bust in Canada, and there was also it was either New Zealand or somewhere in Europe, in the UK, where we're talking over 500 and 600, 700 arrests were made, and much of those there were law enforcement and public officials in there. So I guess my question to you, Mr. Prez, is this part of the reprieve from the Lord? And or is this something that you think that is happening inside the Trump administration due to the backlash from what was released in the Podesta-Clinton emails?
health. I think this is the reason why God put him there. Believe it or not, this is the main reason. And God was going to hold him to that. If President Trump would not have done this, I'm telling you, it would have been over. And it's still possible that it is over, because they're trying to take him out. But this was one of the conditions, from what the Lord showed me, from what he put in my heart and he gave me, okay, was this is something. And this is just one of the several things that God wanted Trump to do. All these other things that he's doing, praise God, it's wonderful. He's trying to improve the economy, bring back jobs, all that. That's praise God. You know, that is wonderful. But that is not what was in the heart of God. What was in the heart of God that he wanted this man to do, okay, in order to begin to bring back and heal this land, or at least bring some type of restoration, at least spiritual restoration. Maybe not. America is never going to be what it was, folks. Never. So just let's take care of that puppy right now. America is over as far as becoming what it was. It's not going to happen. But God loves this nation. There's a lot of wells of revivals and powerful good things that God did on this land. God loves these people. This is the only nation that has backed Israel, protected Israel, exported a lot of missionaries, helped them financially. I mean, a lot of good has been done by this country. God loves this nation. This nation made a covenant with the Most High when they first came here, the pilgrims and so forth. There's a lot of history there, a lot of history. Is America blameless? No. Is America guilty of many things, crimes? Of course. But God loves this nation. But this is one of the things that God wanted this man to do. The other thing, and we're going to see a lot more of that, by the way. I am praying, and we need to pray that every one of these devils in human bodies out there, that they cannot continue to run free, that they need to be brought to justice, because there are big names there. There are really big names there that they think that they're above the law, and they are not above the law. The Lord knows who they are. The Lord knows who they are, where they live. He knows every detail about them. And if they're listening to this program, God knows what you do in secret. The evil deeds that you have done in secret and you are doing in secret, and you will not escape his judgment. Mark my words. And the other thing that we're going to see happening that God wants done is, I mean, there are so many things, and people, you need to open your eyes. Okay, you need to open your eyes. If you still have these little things against Donald Trump, you know, trying to go through rabbit holes and find dirt, please, please stop that. Pray for the man. Pray for the man. Another thing that God is using this man to do right now is, besides bringing pedophiles and child trafficking, he is also trying to bring a lot of these murderers, rapists, thugs that are killing people, raping them in this country. And also, you know, they cross the border, the border of Mexico, and they're doing this, and they're in those sanctuary cities. He's trying to bring them to justice. These are people also that rape little children, abuse people. God hates it. God hates that with a passion. And that those people need to be stopped, and they need to be brought to justice. The other thing that the Lord is very high, he's very strong on this, that he wants done and stopped, is he wants this big pharma stopped. He wants this vaccination industry, and they're forcing vaccines down the throat of people, and they're destroying children's lives. They're destroying people's lives. They're causing autism, and they're causing horrific birth defects, horrific things. He wants that stopped, and he wants that done now. And Trump is doing it. He appointed one of his cabinet appointees is a guy that is going after the vaccinations. And this is another reason why these people hate his guts. because he's doing exactly what he said he was going to do. And I don't know about you guys out there listening to this program, but, you know, there's many goody-two-shoes Christians out there, you know, holier-than-thou. Let me tell you something. God honors a man that says he's going to do something and then does it. And this man is doing it. Nobody before him ever did it. You can go back. You probably have to go back way, way back. I don't know of any in my lifetime or even in the last two or three generations that has done anything close to this. And this man is doing it. And yet people hate him. They come against him. But the Bible says, Jesus said that they hated me because they were of the darkness. I just don't understand how anybody that has got any of the Holy Ghost in them can really be against this man. You need to be praying for this man. Not because he's good. Not because he's a Christian, holy guy. No, because he's doing things that so-called Christians wouldn't do and wouldn't even got that they didn't have the guts to do it. This man is doing it. And this is why God put him there. That's why God didn't put, those other guys did not win the election. Because they were never going to do anything about this.
You know, Augusto, if I can say this, I hope I didn't take you off your stride, but I'll tell you something. This gets me riled up because we have, and I've seen this, I get emails from people who say, look, I'm a Christian, I'm a self-appointed Christian watchman, you know, I don't know who these people are, but these people, frankly sicken me because what they are doing is they're saying, they're taking shots at Trump, attempting to take him down.
Yeah.
They
don't have the heart of God, Doug. They don't have the heart of the Father. They are Christians. They may even be born again and saved, but they don't know God. They don't know Him.
Okay. Because, I guess my question is this, Augusto. So, it's my belief that Satan is the accuser of the brethren. That's his position. It's not another Christian that is supposed to accuse the brethren. Or am I wrong in that?
No, you are right on. The devil is the, you know, he is the accuser of the brethren. He is the one that continually accuses, continually points fingers, continually brings charges. He's bringing charges against the children of the Most High day and night in the courts of heaven. That's what he does best.
Okay.
And so whenever the Bible says that bring not a charge against a man of God, but Trump is not a man of God. But then he says, if you're going to judge, okay, Jesus said, if you must judge, judge righteously. In other words, just don't say the bad things about the guy. How about saying some of these things I'm saying? I mean, how about bringing a little balance into the equation? How about saying some of the good things? Because that is how Jesus operates. You know, Jesus Christ, when he was rebuking the seven churches in Asia Minor, and you can go read it in the book of Revelations, 2 and 3 is right there. He would tell them the bad things, but then he would tell them also before he told them the bad things, he would tell them the good things. You know, and I don't like this about you, but I like this about you. You know, this is the heart of the Father. This is how the Lord operates. The Lord is not a negative a person that is continually criticizing people. He tells someone several words of praise and encouragement, and then he'll tell you, but I have this against you. This is the heart of the Father. Anybody that operates other than that does not know the heart of the Father. And this is why we are in the condition we're in, because so many people out there calling themselves whatever, prophets, evangelists, or watchmen, or preachers, or whatever. They are quick to accuse, but they don't realize how guilty that they are themselves of so many things. And this is why Jesus said repeatedly, before you judge, judge yourself first, look at yourself first before you start pointing fingers. But anyway, beside the point, we need to, you know, what I am seeing, Doug and Joe, is that the people out there, there are people out there in America that are not a Christian, they're not Christians, and they can see things much more clearly than many of these so-called professing Christians. They got more sense, more discernment, and they have more, they're able to see things in a better perspective with more wisdom than many of these so-called Christians out there, self-professed prophets and apostles and watchmen or whatever you want to call them, because I don't see any wisdom in the way they handle things. But, you know, again, going back to what I was saying was, the other thing that that God is very strong on is he hates what this big pharma is doing. When was the last time anybody out there saw any previous presidents, I don't care how far back you go, they came against the big pharma? No one. Nobody would touch the big pharma. That was a no-no, because they got power, and they are backed by the CIA, they're backed by the intelligence agencies, they're backed by the money people, by the likes of Soros and the Rothschilds. These people are loaded with money they have made through Big Pharma, and they got Big Pharma, they protect their interests. And so Trump is going against every single thing that is dear to these people. How can anybody out there say that Trump is one of them? I just don't get it. Anyway, I'm not even going to get into that rabbit hole. But let me go on, because I'm just going to talk very simply, okay? Very, very real, from a common sense that everybody can see, not get into some of these theories, based upon assumptions, based upon conspiracy theories. I'm not going to get into that. If you want that, there's others out there that can listen to. I'm going to give it to you straight. I'm going to tell you what God showed me, and I'm going to tell you what is going on right now. You make your own decisions. I'm not even telling you what. You make your own decisions. But Trump is investigating the vaccines. He's investigating Big Pharma. He just had a meeting with these guys, and I believe this is just getting started. He's doing a lot of things that he's trying to the other thing that the Lord is incensed with is what they're doing in the schools. They're teaching children about transsexuals. They're teaching the children about homosexual lifestyle. They're teaching the children about witchcraft and the Wiccans and the Muslims and all that this is great. And they are polluting the minds, the pure little minds of those little children, which are precious in the eyes of God, and that has got to stop. Nobody has done a thing about that. This man is doing it. He's going to change. He's thinking about doing away with the Department of Education. I mean, this guy is putting the axe at the root of this tree, and he needs prayers. He needs your prayer. He doesn't need your continual nagging and continual drop criticism, continual conspiracy theories that he meant, you know, whatever, and he does these signs with the hands. Forget about all that stuff. That doesn't matter. Look at what he is doing. That is important to the heart of God. This is what's important to the heart of God. You know, you folks really, you blow me away. Some people out there, that saying some things. I mean, you really blow me away. I mean, the stupidity, how blind can you be? There's people out there in the street that got more common sense than you, because they see these things and they put two and two together. They don't need to be, 10 hours in prayer. You want me to tell you something, folks? Let me tell you something. Jesus came to his own, and his own received him not. But to them that received him, he gave the power to become the sons of God. When Jesus came the first time, folks, there were people, those Pharisees and the Sadducees and the scribes, they would lock themselves in there in their synagogues and pray 5, 7, 8 hours a day. They were pouring through the Bible. They knew the scriptures inside out. But did that help them any when Jesus the Messiah came? No, they did not recognize him. They did not even believe he was the Messiah. They came against him. They criticized him. They persecuted him until they destroyed him. This is what I'm trying to show you. This is what I'm trying to tell you. The same thing is happening with this man. Now, he ain't no Jesus Christ. No, that's not what I'm saying. I'm talking about the level of persecution, the level of hatred, the level of a libel, of onslaught against this man. Some of it is true, but a lot of it is not. And then he is really trying to do some good things, to protect your children. Your children, our children, our grandchildren. You know, and there's so much more. There is so much more, but this is just a few things that he's doing that you guys need to open your eyes and you need to see. You need to see. He's trying to strengthen the military, this country. The military is in shambles. And, on and on and on and on it goes. People, I don't know about you, but I'm gonna tell you one thing. When I stand before the Most High on that day, I want to have my conscience clear. And I want to be able to look at him in the eyes and say, I did what I could. I did what I could to protect the lives of your little children because I knew this was your heart. I don't care about who you use because God can use a donkey. God can use, God used Pharaoh in Egypt to protect God's people. A Pharaoh. Can you believe that? God used the Pharaoh. God used the Pharaoh. And why can't he use a man like this? Why? Do you know how the beliefs of those Pharaohs? Those Pharaohs believed in gods and, all kinds. They believed that the river was a god and the cows was a god. That's a Pharaoh. Those people, the Egyptians, believed that. But yet God used him. Why can't he use this man? You know, this is something that you people have to, listening to this program out there, you've got to stop trying to, bring everything under the magnifying glass of, if something does not line up with the scripture, he's not of God. No, that's not the way God operates. If you look at the history of this nation, you look at the history of this nation. Many of the greatest leaders that this nation, the United States of America, have had, they were not your goody-two-shoes Christian either, but they were good men that wanted to do right for the country, that wanted to protect the Constitution, that wanted to protect the land and the people in the land. Those are people that God uses and continues to use through history. And so we are at a very important time. The other thing, another very important area that the Lord showed me that he's going to hold Trump accountable. He wants this thing taken care of is abortions. Abortions. And he just, he got this guy, Gorsuch. I think it's his name, Gorsuch. Yes. I hope he's confirmed. I believe he's going to uphold, the vote against abortion, and if another judge steps down, they may be able to turn this thing around. And this is something that in God's in the agenda of the Most High in heaven, this is extremely important. Some of you guys out there, you've been praying for God to reverse abortion. You've been praying for God to take care of this in the school system. You've been praying for God to protect our children. Well, it's happening now. But you don't see it. You're blind as a bat. You've been praying for these things. Now this guy's doing it, and you're not standing behind him. Well, Brother Gusto, I don't think he's a Christian. So what? What if he's not a Christian? I don't care if the guy's not a Christian. He's not going to teach your Sunday school class. He's there to clean house, to protect your children, to protect the school system, to reverse abortion, to do many of these things. That is why God put him there. That's why he's called his Cyrus. I don't know. I'm getting a little hot.
I love it, man. You're on stuff. Fire. I love it. And yeah, I love the passion. And I love the truth. I love the... I really just love what you said. And especially about going back just a little ways about how America was founded. And yeah, look, we know the people, the founders were twisted. Some of them were really twisted, but God used them to create this country. And thank you for pointing that out. That's a wonderful analogy. Augusta, we're at the bottom of the hour break here. I just want to say thank you so much for pointing out so many things that many of us have been thinking, some have been saying, but not as eloquently as you. That's for sure. You're listening to the Hagman and Hagman Report.
And when we come back with Augusto, and folks, go to his website, theappearance.com. That's the Appearance Ministries. When we come back, if we can take a little bit of a shift to continue to talk about Donald Trump and the Trump administration, but in the context of Israel and what is happening in the Middle East with this, the possibility of a deal being made with Israel and a number of other Middle Eastern nations, shying away from a two-state solution, but moving towards a peace deal in the Middle East. And should that be a concern for us? And is this prophecy that we're seeing unfolding? We're speaking with Augusto Perez. He'll be with us through the next segment, which will be taking us to the end of the show. So don't go anywhere.
Visit HagmanReport.com for the news and articles that matter most. Stay tuned. We will be right back.
Shall be great tribulation, such as was not since the beginning of the world to this time. No, nor ever shall be.
Folks, I'm going to direct your attention to MasterPreps.com. MasterPreps.com. Wow. MasterPreps.com, the sponsor of our show, MasterPreps.com. That's MasterPreps.com. Take a visit there. High-quality items, made-in-America items. I mean, anything, everything you possibly want, from cooking utensils, cooking frying pans. It'll blow you away. Absolutely, Erickson.
It's insane. I mean, wow. Look at the products.
Folks, visit MasterPreps.com. Again, welcome to the Hagman and Hagman Report family. MasterPreps.com. I mean, wow. It's insane.
MasterPreps.com. Are you ready for what comes next?
New Year from all of us at Trading Post in the Woods.
We pray you have a healthy, safe, and prosperous 2017.
And we would like to thank all of you for welcoming us to the Hagman and Hagman family. You're all a very wonderful and special group of people.
Because we believe it is so important for you to work and acquire good health this year, we're going to do something that we've never done before as a thank you to you for your support. We're going to make something available that we believe everyone needs.
During the month of January, anyone who invests in their health by purchasing either our American Heritage Remedies Kit, our Survivalist Natural Remedies Kit, or $200 in individual remedies of your choice, we're going to give to you our crisis remedy, just in case, for free. Your health must be a part of your preparation plan. We're here to help you with that dream. May God bless y'all, and may God bless America. Happy New Year!
Hello, everyone. This is Joe Charles, the guy whose voice is heard announcing for the Hagman and Hagman Report right here on YouTube and across the Global Star Radio Network. There have been many people wondering whose music is being played during those breaks. Well, you guessed it. And we're very pleased to announce that all that music and 11 brand new songs from the CD New Jerusalem is set for release on April 10th for download on iTunes. That means you can help support my ministry and be blessed by this awesome, inspiring recording. I have been fortunate to work with some phenomenal musicians from around the world that helped us put this recording together in the studio. Simply go to joecharlesmusic.com and click on the iTunes link. Or, if you'd rather have a CD, we'll send one right out to you. Just leave me your email and we'll get right back to you. And thanks to Doug and Joe Hagman for making this all possible. God bless.
Folks, do us a favor. Go to thehagmanreport.com or hagmanandhagman.com, but click on the link to our YouTube channel and subscribe to our YouTube channel. We should be well over 100,000, actually well over 100,000 subscribers by now. Do that, please. It helps us elevate. It elevates our position, and it insulates us in ways that, well, it would take too long to really explain. Before we get back to our guest for final segment, Augusto Perez, who was so eloquent in his talk about, just go back and listen to the previous, well, since he's been on, it's just an amazing program. I just want to tell you about Minuteman Rocket Stove, MinutemanStove.com. You know, in these times in which we live, you can't, look, we need backups for everything. Backups for our backups. Minuteman Rocket Stove, that's the official rocket stove of the Hagman and Hagman Report. It is the best of the best of all rocket stoves on the market, bar none. Go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com. Do not rely on gas or fuel stoves. Eventually, the supply will run dry. Burning wood inefficiently requires a lot of manual labor. With the Minuteman Rocket Stove, you have none of that. This has as much efficiency and heat as a kitchen stove, and it works tremendously. We've put it through its paces, and I'll tell you, it's just remarkable. This is the only rocket stove of the Hagman and Hagman Report, and a Minuteman Rocket Stove will provide your family or group the perfect solution for any alternative cooking needs or heating needs that you have. It's smokeless, fully contained. It's got it's 14 pounds. It's got a self-sealing lid. It's a fantastic, just well-manufactured piece of equipment, manufactured in USA, in America, by Americans. That's MinutemanStove.com. And check out their array of fire starters as well, MinutemanStove.com. All right, a little piece of news. I just want to mention that as Donald Trump was being transported to Mar-a-Lago, his estate, Mar-a-Lago. Yeah, I can't talk. As he was traveling, his motorcade. I'll get this right. Hold on. The purple stick's wearing off. As President Trump was traveling in his motorcade in West Palm Beach on his way to his Mar-a-Lago resort, a rock was thrown about the size of a baseball, was thrown at his motorcade. The Secret Service is investigating. Actually, two objects were thrown. One was a rock. No one was injured, but it just shows you the hatred out there for Trump and the movement behind Trump. Joe?
Yeah, and that sentiment has been obvious in the news. And, you know, it's interesting. I just posted a story on HagmanReport.com. Many people are criticizing Trump because he called the media not his enemy, but the enemy of the American people. And I would take it a step further and say that they're the enemy of the truth.
And they're taking it out of context, too. Many of these nimrods of the media are taking that out of context and comparing that to what Nixon said during the Watergate, their pre-Watergate days, Nixon to Kissinger. That's not what he said. So just be wary out there.
Yeah. And Augusto, we've been talking about the Trump administration, the reprieve, the movement by the Lord and the Lord's people in this country that really saved us from danger. But at the same time, we are still facing a lot of danger in the climate that we're in right now. One of the things that we talked about off air that I wanted to make sure we touched on was your thoughts on the Trump Netanyahu relationship, the U.S.-Israel relationship, and should we be concerned there about prophecy unfolding, a peace deal, a two-state solution? I know that's kind of been put in the back door. They're saying that's not going to happen. What do you expect to see?
Well, that's a great question, Joe. And I think we're going to see some incredible things happen this year. I'm going to explain why I believe that. Spiritually, I believe I sense something great, something major is about to happen. But I'm going to give some important reasons why I also believe it's going to happen, and it may happen this year. one of the things that and again, this goes along with Trump. This is his Cyrus, okay? In Isaiah 45, verse 1, it says, "Thus saith the Lord to his anointed, to Cyrus." Now, people hear that and say, "Wait a minute, wait a minute. He's anointed? How can he be his anointed?" Well, that's because they don't understand what the word anointed means, you see. The word anointed basically means separated unto, okay? When God anoints a man for a specific purpose, he is anointed. It doesn't mean that he has to be a preacher or a born again. He is anointed for that purpose. Okay? Jehu in the Old Testament was anointed by the Lord to destroy the enemies of Israel. He was the one that took down Jezebel. Okay? And so God anointed Samson also to destroy the armies of the Philistines. God anoints certain individuals throughout history. He has anointed them for specific purposes. And so he anointed Cyrus back then in the, you know, and says, "Whose right hand I have held to subdue nations before him, and I will loose the armor of kings to open before him the two-leaved gates, and the gates shall not be shut." Now, I'm going to explain why I believe that it was important. And this goes right along with God Cyrus, Donald Trump. He had to be elected president. He had to be put in power, and he was hell trying to bring him there. And we still need to pray to keep him there to finish what he started. This year, we are in the year of Jubilee. This started on Yom Kippur last October. A Jubilee is a season of time or a year that comes after seven cycles after seven cycles of Shemitahs. Every cycle of 7 years ends up with a Shemitah year or a sabbatical year, okay? Those are very important in the calendar of God. And we need to understand these things, people, in the calendar of God. These dates are very important to the Most High. And I know that we are a Gentile church. I know that we are not called to keep the feasts, but it would behoove us, to learn a little more about these things, because it will enrich your heritage, and it will bring revelation as to the times and the seasons of the Lord. The Bible says that the Lord has given these feasts for times and seasons. The reason he says that in the scripture is because this Jubilee season and this, God's holy days, let's call them God's holy days, are markers in heaven where he does certain things. There are certain things on God's calendar, on God's agenda that he brings about, he brings to happen, in certain times and seasons. Okay? We saw the tetrads in 2014, 2015, that was a hot item back then. A lot of people, were predicting things, were predicting the end of the world, but that was not what that was about. That was in preparation for this Jubilee. Okay? This is what that was about. And I'm gonna share with you why this Jubilee is unlike any other Jubilee. This Jubilee is not just any Jubilee. First of all, this is probably going to be the last Jubilee before the coming of the Lord. I'm not saying the Lord is coming in 2018 or 2019 or 2020 or anything like that. But I will tell you this. This is the last Jubilee before the coming of the Lord. And the reason I say that is because in 50 years, that generation that would see Israel come back to the land of Palestine will be dead. So that cannot be 50 years from now. It's impossible. So it has to happen before. It has to happen around this season. When? I don't know. But I'm telling you, this is the season. Secondly, this is the 70th Jubilee since Joshua crossed over with the people of Israel into the promised land. The 70th Jubilee. Now, I don't know if you believe in Bible numerics, but I do. That is a very important number, 70. Okay? It's throughout the Bible. 70 is throughout the Bible. Look it up. I don't have time to get into it, but look it up. The other number is fulfilled in this Jubilee is, this is the 40th Jubilee since Jesus Christ came to the earth. As a matter of fact, in the book of Luke, it talks about it there in Luke 4:18. Jesus, remember when he went to the synagogue and he read, remember the scripture for that day? He said, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised." Now the only thing he left out there is, and the day of vengeance of our Lord, because the day of vengeance was not for back then when he came. Now the day of vengeance is going to happen now. That day of vengeance is known throughout the Bible as the day of the Lord, the great and terrible day of the Lord, the great wrath of the Most High. Is mentioned over 66 times throughout the Bible. I did a research on this, that it's mentioned as the day of the Lord, the day of Christ, the day of the Lord Jesus Christ, the day of the Most High. It's mentioned all over Scripture. That is the day that Isaiah 61 talks about. Now, when Jesus read this Scripture back then, guess what he was announcing? He was announcing Jubilee. He was announcing the beginning of a Jubilee. That is what he was doing. And he read the Scripture of the Torah back then that belonged to that day, okay, or not the Torah, but from the scrolls that belonged for that reading of that day, and it happened to be that Scripture. That was not by chance. He knew it. He knew that was the Scripture that he was supposed to read, and he knew that was the day. And this is why he said, this Scripture is fulfilled today. And then he closed the book, or the scroll, which is what they used back then. That was the beginning of a Jubilee back then. And from that Jubilee, and of course, you know, we know the ministry of Jesus. He went out to heal the sick, cast out devils, raise the dead, preach the gospel to the poor. He fulfilled that Scripture. But because it was a Jubilee. A lot of people don't realize, do not connect the dots, that Scripture in Isaiah 61 and what Jesus read there in Luke 4:18, that is referring to the Jubilee. What is the Jubilee, Brother Augusto? Well, if you research Jubilee, is the opening of prison doors to the captive, is abolishing debts, is giving back to the land to its original owners, and on and on and on. It's a beautiful thing. And how interesting that this is the year of Jubilee, which began in last Yom Kippur in October, and this November, we elected President Donald Trump. And he is basically opening the prison doors to all of these children that are being enslaved, sex slaves. I mean, I can preach on that. I can preach right there. I can go and preach now for an hour on that right there. And he's opening the prison doors, and he is basically reversing a lot of these curses that has been placed on the neck of this land, on the people of this country. But you asked me about Israel.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's where I'm going. Okay? This is connected to Israel as well. In the year 1967, 68, guess what? That was 50 years ago. 50 years ago, Israel recaptured Jerusalem during the Six-Day War. And the previous Jubilee before that, guess what that was? 1917, when the Balfour Declaration took place and Great Britain recognized the need for a Jewish homeland and legitimized efforts towards that in an official statement. Okay? Now, that is not a coincidence. This is the next Jubilee. from that time, 67, when Israel recaptured Jerusalem. What could happen this year, Augusto? I believe we already heard rumors about it. The capital of Israel can be moved to Jerusalem. And Donald Trump, President Trump, has already said and promised to Netanyahu, I believe they talked about this in closed doors in the White House, that is what he is planning on doing. And I believe that that may be what can happen this year. I believe that every 50 years, something spectacular happens in the land of Israel. And we are in a climate right now, in the spiritual climate, when this could very well happen. Now, exactly when is it going to happen? I don't know. But we are in that season. Now, remember that war back then? It was 67, 68. So this thing may go 2017 into 2018. Somewhere around there, I expect this to happen. Now, there's going to be a fight. There's going to be a struggle because everybody is against it. Okay? The globalists don't want that. They want Jerusalem to be an international city for the Muslims and for everybody. The Pope wants it. The Muslims want it. Everybody wants it. Jerusalem has become a cup of trembling. And, it is becoming a great point of contention amongst many countries. And so I believe that this is what is on the stove right now. This is something that I really believe is going to happen. Could Israel be attacked? Yes, I believe it could be attacked. But I believe this is something the Lord wants to give Israel before that happens. He wants to make Israel whole. He wants to heal Israel, the land of Israel. I believe there's a prophecy in Ezekiel talks about that. God wants to reveal himself to his people in Israel. The land of Israel belongs to God. It does not belong to the United Nations. It does not belong, it belongs to God. Jerusalem is a city that belongs to God. But Brother Augusto, there's a lot of evil people in the government, blah, blah. I know that. God knows that. But that still belongs to him. Jerusalem still belongs to him. Israel still belongs to him. It's the land of covenant. That's where he signed many covenants with his people. That is the land where he's going to reign. That is the city where he's going to reign for 1,000 years in the millennium. It is a city that has been anointed for that purpose. That sin is going on there rampant, that's not the point. The point is that land has been set aside by the Most High for a specific purpose. That city has been set aside by the Lord for a specific purpose. And he is going to bring that to fulfillment. And no one can stop that. And so I believe this is something that will happen. The other thing that will happen, that happens and has happened in the past, Doug and Joe, is that every time that Israel has achieved a victory during those Jubilee years, guess what has happened in America? Revival.
Okay. I was going to say war, but revival.
Before war.
That's revival. So much better.
Yeah. War is going to come, but watch what happened in 67, 68. That was the great, what is called the great outpouring of the Spirit that was poured out on the, it's referred to as a charismatic renewal, which then it was abused and all that. But many people were awakened, many Catholics, Presbyterians, Episcopal, I mean, you name it, that were drying in the vine. They woke up. They were refreshed. They were energized. And there was a mass of souls swept into the kingdom of God. The same thing happens in the 1917, 18 area. I believe there's going to be a similar thing happen in this season, 2017, 2018. I believe we're going to see a tremendous ingathering of souls, which is, again, another reason why the Lord allowed Donald Trump to win. He gave us the Cyrus. That is because he wants to do do all these things that I mentioned in the previous hour, but he also wants to bring in his harvest of souls before he pours down his wrath. And that is, I believe that with all of my heart. Many people don't believe it's going to happen. Well, I believe it. Number one, because God has shown it to me. But number two, I believe it because it is in Scripture. It is in Scripture. It's in the book of Joel. It is in the book of Joel. If you read Joel 2, chapter 2, 21 to 32, it says, "Fear not, O land, be glad and rejoice, for the Lord will do great things. Be not afraid, you beasts of the field, for the pastures of the wilderness do spring up, the tree bears her fruit, the fig tree, the vine do yield their strength. Be glad then, you children of Zion, and rejoice in the Lord your God, for he has given you the former rain faithfully, and he will cause down to come upon you the rain, the former rain and the latter rain." Now, for those people out there that don't know what this means, okay, in Israel, the fall feasts, okay, during the fall feasts, during that time of the fall, right before the harvest, there comes what is called the latter rains, okay? The former rains fall in the spring to prepare the ground for the planting season. The fall feasts and the fall is when, right before the harvest is brought in, the barley harvest and the wheat harvest, there is an abundance of rains that come, referred to by the Jewish people and the, you know, in the Israeli culture as the latter rains, okay? That is what brings in the harvest. And so that is why Jesus Christ mentioned about, you know, he talked about the harvest. He says 5 months until the harvest. Why? Because it was 5 months until that the harvest feasts. Okay? It was 5 months. It was 5 months before. And he, that's what he was saying these things. And he says, you say in 5 months, and he says, "Behold, look upon the fields, for the fields are ready to harvest." You see? And so let me continue reading. And then he says, "And the threshing floors shall be full of wheat, and the vat shall overflow with wine and oil. And I will restore to you the years the swarming locust has eaten, the crawling locust, the consuming locust, the cutting locust, my great army which I sent among you." What is this, Augusto? You want my version of what this is that Joel is talking about in chapter 2? Okay? It doesn't say that there, but I believe this is what it is. Jubilee. This is Jubilee. He's describing a Jubilee, a time of abundance, a time of blessing. Listen, he says, "And you shall eat in plenty and be satisfied and praise the name of the Lord your God, who has dealt wondrously with you, and my people shall never be ashamed, and you shall know that I am in the midst of Israel, that I am the Lord your God, and none else, and my people shall never be ashamed." And then listen what he says afterwards. "And it shall come to pass afterward that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. Your sons and daughters shall prophesy, your old men shall dream dreams, your young men shall see visions, upon your servants, upon the handmaidens, and though they will I pour out my spirit." See? That is the last outpouring. That is the latter rain. "And I will show wonders in the heavens and on the earth, blood, fire, and pillars of smoke." Now, here we're getting into the judgment part, okay? Now, pay attention.
And Augusto, we have about 4 minutes left, 3.5, 4 minutes left, just to let you know.
I'll wrap up. Listen, because this is the clincher, so don't miss it. Okay, he's talking about all these wonderful things, okay? But then he says, "And then, right after that, I will show wonders in the heavens and in the earth, blood, fire, and pillars of smoke. The sun shall be turned into darkness and the moon into blood." Here it comes. "Before the great and terrible day of the Lord comes. And it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be delivered. For in Mount Zion and in Jerusalem shall be deliverance, as the Lord has said, and in the remnant whom the Lord shall call." Now, people, this is it right here. This is what I believe we are entering into. We are entering into the year of Jubilee. We are going to see, I believe with all of my heart, I believe with all of my heart. And Brother Augusto, could you be wrong? I could be wrong, but I doubt it. I explained to you why I don't believe I am wrong. Because the next Jubilee, there's no way it could be the next Jubilee. It just cannot be. Because the generation that saw Israel come back to Israel will be dead. There's no way that generation is going to be alive in 2067. Impossible. Okay? So that is why I believe it is this Jubilee. Now, when it's going to happen, I can't tell you. I don't know. But we are in the season right now. And right after this outpouring takes place, okay, there's going to be a momentary blessing. There's going to be, it's not going to last, people. This is not going to last. This is not going to last years where America is going to, no, this is not going to happen like that. It's going to be quick. It's going to be fast. And we're going to have a window of time, okay, where your loved ones, your children, your backslidden sons and daughters and wives and husbands and mothers and fathers, they're going to be able to come back to Jesus, come back to the Lord, be healed, be saved, be restored. There's going to be an outpouring of His presence. There's going to be an outpouring of His presence in the schools, in the jails, in the supermarkets, where supernaturally God is going to show up. Mark my words, folks. This is going to happen. I don't know where. I don't know when. This is going to happen. But right after that happens, is when that is going to be the wrath of God is going to be poured out. Okay? And that is why Jesus refrained from reading the first, when He came on the earth, He did not mention that part, which is in Isaiah 61. He did not read that part because that was not for then, but this is for now. And this is the 40th Jubilee since Jesus came at that time. And with that, I turn it over to you, Dr. Joe.
Wow. Thank you. Wow. Fantastic. Augusto Perez, thank you so very much. I mean, that this, folks, spread the word about this broadcast, about Augusto's appearance, and make sure you listen to it more than one time. A lot of information packed into this.
Absolutely. Augusto, I want to thank you so much for joining us. I know we'll do this again in the near future. Again, his website is theappearance.com. Anything you got coming up that you want to promote?
Well, I have a trip to Honduras this next March, the middle of March, the latter part of March. I will be going there for several days. Keep me in prayer. We're going to be visiting a children's diner that we are connected with there, our orphanage. We're going to be preaching in different places, training people. You know, just keep me in prayer, and
will do.
And if you want to be an intercessor, by all means contact us. We need intercessors, and you know, we'll show you. We'll show you and teach you and help you. But if anything, just pray. Pray for the Hagman Report. They need prayer. Some of you want to help financially, but you cannot. But you can help with prayer.
Amen.
Pray.
Absolutely.
Pray like you've never prayed before. Augusto Perez, thank you so much. We're at the end of the program. God bless. Until next time.
God bless you. Right. Bye-bye.